Hi, parents and families of Room 34. It's been another great week, and your kids have been working hard in class. Thank you to all of you who have met with me already for conferences, mostly fifth grade families. I'll look forward to seeing a few of you on Zoom tomorrow morning as well, and then sixth grade families, I'll be looking forward to our conferences next week. So as a reminder, next week is our official conference week. I just always start them early because it helps keep things a little bit easier. So next week is the official conference week, which means that school ends at 1:17 each day next week, except for Wednesday when we do not have school. So that day will be dedicated only to conferences. There are links in the updates and announcements page that you're welcome to look at. There are links to our face coverings, guides, our spirit wear, and as always, books to look at. For reading workshop next week, we're going to finish the third and final bend of our first fiction unit, continuing our work on seeing more in ourselves and in our books. Today we started growing theories from the ideas that we have in our books. This is hard work, so it's something that will take time and we'll continue to practice throughout the year, but it's a really important thing. So an example of that would be, we were reading a picture book in class as our example, and the two characters were a little bit mad at each other. They were upset with each other. And we saw throughout the story that the characters changed because one of them made kind of a kind gesture toward the other. And so we talked about how maybe in life, people who are really close might not actually be that far apart, even if they're fighting or even if they're arguing. So that's an example of a theory. And so a theory is something that we can apply outside of the book to other books, to the world around us, or to our own lives. So that's something that you can definitely talk to your reader about as you're discussing books. In writing workshop, we'll continue to revise and publish their persuasive speeches. We will work on presenting our persuasive speeches, but we'll do that in a little bit smaller of groups. Otherwise, it takes a really long time. In math, fifth graders are going to review the first part of chapter one on Monday, take a quiz on Tuesday, then we have Wednesday off, and on Thursday and Friday, we'll continue our work in chapter one. In sixth grade, we'll be dedicating the next couple of weeks to our unit on ratios. There's a quick link kind of over with an overview of what we'll be studying in sixth grade for ratios. And so next week we'll be doing something, or we'll be modeling ratios on something called a double number line, which is actually one of my favorite tools for math, for all of math. So that's a really great one. We'll have a homework quiz on modeling double number lines on Thursday. As a note, for sixth grade, the homework quizzes come directly from their homework. So kids should definitely be correcting their homework and asking me questions in class if they're not sure, because they will see those problems again. And so the idea is that that really helps them with their math grade. In history, fifth grade will continue the study of the first colonies in America. They'll continue to look through various lenses that historians use and practice note-taking strategies, while sixth graders will continue to study ancient Mesopotamia and specifically focus on the patterns of how empires rise and fall as we look at the ancient Assyrian and Chaldean empires. History will probably be a little bit more limited next week just because of the minimum days and no school on Wednesday. And the same goes for science. So next week, science will just be in lab with the science lab teachers. As always, feel free to email me anytime. It's been wonderful to meet all of you and put faces to names. I miss getting to chat with you before and after school. So thank you so much for making the time to meet with me in conferences. And I look forward to meeting with the rest of you that I haven't seen yet in the upcoming week. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to all of you soon. Thank you.